This goes to Dr. Anu Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax is 989-773-5061, regarding NEVA, N like November, E-V-A, Trawick, T-R-A-Y-W-I-C-K, date of birth September 7th of 1940. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Trawick with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 7th of 2022. She also sees Dr. Sudeep, S-U-D-E-E-P, Mohan, for her heart and lung conditions. And she states everything is stable with heart and lungs, to her knowledge. She denies current chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion and sometimes at rest, and she has known COPD. She does not use oxygen, no CPAP machine, no sleep apnea, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Lasix, 40 milligram daily, and Jardiance, 10 milligram once a day, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical examination, the patient appears comfortable, no obvious distress, no respiratory distress. Weight is 234 pounds, pulse 69, blood pressure 159 over 70. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 7th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.78. That is slightly higher than the previous two values, 1.51 and 1.43. She does fluctuate. Her levels tend to go up and down. And in 2018, creatinine was 1.69. But generally, she's closer to 1.4, 1.5. She denies any health changes, no new medications. Her electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.3, phosphorus 3.9, albumin 4.0. Hemoglobin is 12.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease without progression of symptoms, slightly higher creatinine levels, but we will be rechecking again in April to verify that that is not a trend, that it is more of a fluctuation. 2, diabetic nephropathy. 3, hypertension, slightly higher than goal. We've asked the patient to check her blood pressure at home for several weeks and call us with results in case any medication adjustments are necessary. She will continue to follow up with her cardiologist, and labs will be done every 1 to 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.